This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. This is Armand here. Today's show is the 28th episode of our podcast. The show today doesn't really have much of a theme. It's let's see. There is no theme like our past few shows where we had, okay, here's an idea, here's a theme, and we're gonna try to make put together some music that kind of gives off the sound of this theme, like Life After People and the Seasons and all that stuff. So today's show doesn't really have an overarching theme that ties everything together. More so, the songs are kind of similar in tone, I guess. Originally, I wanted to do a show that was basically entirely featuring strings, lots of, but not like in a classical sense, more so post rock bands that play with a lot of strings. And the show obviously evolved because that's how it always happens. And today's show is kind of a mix between, I'm going to say, stringy bands and jazzy sounding bands. So I think there's a nice balance between strings and horns. And so it's going to be a little jazzy. It's going to be a little stringy. And I think that Cinematic Orchestra song, the song that we played in the beginning, the first track, which was by Cinematic Orchestra, I think that kind of gives you an idea of what the shows are going to sound like. Started off with these nice strings, and then it got all nice and jazzy, and it was upbeat. Most of the stuff today are pretty upbeat. Yeah, there's only like one or two tracks that I think are pretty slow. Otherwise, it's upbeat. It's going to be, I wouldn't say it's fun per se, but funner than the last two shows, that's for sure. Because those were, I guess, fairly depressing. You know, the whole humanity has died thing. It's not very happy. Which, by the way, if you did not listen to the last show, you did not catch that at all. What I just said made no sense. Just like my rambling right now. So, the first track was by Cinematic Orchestra. It was called Work It. It's off their record, Man with a Movie Camera. Now, that record was entirely a soundtrack to a film called Man with a Movie Camera, or alternately, Man with the Movie Camera. It doesn't really matter, because that's not the original title, because the original title is in Russian. So, the translated title. Some people say Man with a Movie Camera, some people say Man with the Movie Camera. Either way, the film was made in 1929, I believe. Silent film that doesn't really have much of a discernible plot. There's no narrative. It's more so some guy, it's a man, who has a movie camera and goes throughout the city and records the happenings of that city. And it's a great film, and the score is fantastic. And sometimes when you're watching it, you forget that this was made in 1929. It's pretty remarkable. Some of the stuff you see, it's way beyond its time. I mean, if you go to like Wiki and search for it, you'll see that movie was responsible for like a list of like 20 different techniques used in film. It's a pretty landmark film. I would definitely go check it out. And there's a couple different versions. I mean, a couple versions as in different soundtracks. Obviously, the original did not have the Cinematic Orchestra soundtrack, because none of the members of Cinematic Orchestra, or maybe not even their parents, were born in 1929. Maybe they were. But the one with Cinematic Orchestra was released in 2002. So you can find that on the internets and check it out. Anyway, we're going to move into another track right now. This next track is by Sunray. That's Sunray, but not spelled as in R-A-Y. It's S-U-N-W-R-A-E, one word, Sunray. This track is called Chinook Winds, and it's off their album Autumn Never Fall, which I wonder, what do most people call that season? I've always grown up calling it fall, but other places call it autumn. And I mean, autumn is, you can use the word autumn here and people will say, yeah, that's fall. But the more commonly used name for that season over here, at least, is fall. I wonder, Sunray is from Australia, so maybe they're pretty staunch about using autumn instead of fall. I don't know. Maybe if we have an Australian listener, they'll clarify this. And which, by the way, this was a coincidence. I wasn't intending on this, but more than half of today's show is from Australia. So if we have any Aussie fans, I guess I'll be proud of this show, or maybe not. I don't know. So yeah, here's Sunray with their song Chinook Winds. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. Let's go over what we just played. So as we mentioned, the first track was by Sunray, and it's called Chinook Winds, off their album Autumn Never Fall. After that, we heard a track by Saddleback, also from Australia. That track was called Hanging at Picnic Rock. It's off their album, or his album, I think it's just one guy, but I could be wrong, called Night Maps. And Hanging at Picnic Rock is a play on the film Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is from the 70s and which I have not seen, so I can't really talk about it, but I'm guessing he, Saddleback, has seen the film and thought, ooh, this is a clever play on the words. So, yeah, that was Hanging at Picnic Rock. And then, lastly, we heard a song by Clogs called Five Fourths. So I'm guessing they want you to pronounce it as Five Fourths. That's off their album Lantern. And when I was writing down my playlist, I wrote down all the songs that I'm playing today, and then I totally forgot about Clogs, so then I had to squeak that in, Clogs. And I, you know, because I found all these, I realized that all these, not all, but most of the bands today are from Australia, I'm like, where the hell are Clogs from? Because I didn't really know. And so I found their MySpace, and it turns out it says they're half from the US, half from Australia. So I guess it was destined today to have a bunch of Aussie bands. So I don't know exactly how many members from Clogs are from Australia, or maybe they just recently moved to Australia, that's why they have. I don't know. So yeah, that was that block. A nice mix there, I think. The last track was very stringy. The middle block track had these nice drums and some very arbitrary but nice usage of a lot of different instruments. There was like bass and then strings, and it was nice. And then Sunray is basically similar to Rachel's, maybe. I mean, like, as in, they're a modern classical ensemble, sort of. But Rachel's goes off on tangents a lot more than Sunray does, like with field samples and just like field recordings and stuff, which Sunray doesn't really have. So if you want, I guess, a more digestible version of Rachel's, you go with Sunray. Maybe I just offended someone from Sunray. I don't know. Anyway, we'll go to the next block right now. This next track is from one of the few artists which is not from the Australia. Also, Cinematic Orchestra from the beginning of the show was from the UK, or at least that's what it says online. this next track is by Camera Flimmer Collective. They are from Germany. This track is called Jinx, and it's from their record called Jinx. And it's very likely going to annoy some people. But I'll play the song. I won't say why it's going to annoy people, but I think you'll figure it out. Either you're going to like it, either you're going to get annoyed by it, or you're going to be completely ambivalent. And I just covered all the bases, so yeah. Here is Camera Flimmer Collective with Jinx. welcome back to the show. Let's go over what we just played. First track was by Camera Flimmer Collective from Germany. The song was called Jinx off their album Jinx. And the reason why I said it might annoy people, because it has these bizarre vocals sounding like, they sound like, what do they call it when someone's speaking in tongues, kind of. That's what it kind of sounds like. But I thought it was very, even though it was semi, when I first heard this song, it was bizarre to me. But after a while, it has a really good rhythm to it. And it goes along very well with the beats in the back. So, I like that song. I don't know if you did, but I like it. It'll grow on you. Come on. After that track, we heard a song by Rome the Hello Clouds. They're from Australia. I'm a shocker there. Song was called Pretender's Hand off their record Near Misses. And Rome the Hello Clouds has a member who is, I think it's one member, but it could be more, who's also in the band that we played right after that called Pivot, that the last, which was the last track. So one of the members of both those bands is the same guy. So I'm guessing you figured it out that Pivot is also from Australia. That track was called Make Me Love You off the record Make Me Love You. And yeah, Pivot is a good band. That record, I'd go out and, obviously I wouldn't play these tracks if I didn't think these bands were good. But of all the tracks, or of all the albums I've played so far, I think the Pivot one is my favorite. But the Cinematic Orchestra one is neck and neck with it. So yeah, that track was by Pivot, called Make Me Love You. Go out and check that album out. It's really fun, and it's nice and jazzy, and has great beats, and the drums on that track were just excellent. Anyway, that's the majority of the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it, despite it not having a theme. So I had to do more rambling rather than talking about buildings crumbling a million years from now. So this last track coming up is the most stringy track of the show. It's by My Education. The track is called Arch. Off their album Bad Vibrations, which was out a few years ago. They have a new album out now called Sunrise, which is also a soundtrack, also from a movie from the 1920s, called Sunrise, A Story of Two Human Beings, I think. I have not seen it, but I googled it before the show, checked IMDb, and apparently that was the first film ever to win Best Picture in the Oscars. And it turns out, back in 1927, I believe, when that film came out, there was two categories for Best Picture. There wasn't just Best Picture. There was Best Picture Production and Best Picture something else, which is what Sunrise won. That's interesting. I didn't know that. That's the whole show for today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll be back next time with, I think I have an idea of what we're going to be playing. I think it's going to be, it's going to be an upbeat show, I think. But I can't guarantee anything. So yeah, hopefully you enjoyed today's show. I'll see you guys next week. Here's My Education with Arch.